Welcome to Meltdown to Mastery, empowering women to overcome midlife crisis by rewiring the subconscious mind. Feeling overwhelmed, disillusioned, stuck? We all have. Here we explore inspiration and empowerment to navigate through the tough times and move to a place where hearts soar, minds manifest, and bodies heal. Welcome to Meltdown to Mastery. I'm your host, Jane Marchiendi, and today we're delving into the fascinating topic of how our five senses become powerful programming tools and can trigger profound emotions and memories later in life. From the moment we are born, our senses become the gateway to understanding the whole world around us. Through sight, touch, taste, smell, and hearing, we embark on a journey of sensory exploration from the time we are born that profoundly influences our perceptions, our memories, and our emotions. But what happens when these senses become imprinted with significant moments in our lives, creating lasting imprints that shape who we are? In this episode, we're going to look into the intricate ways in which our senses program us, leaving us undeniable imprints on our subconscious minds. We'll explore what's behind the sensory memory and how certain triggers associated with these five senses can transport us back to moments long forgotten, evoking powerful emotions and memories. Join me as we uncover the mystery of scent and how a familiar fragrance or smell can transport us back to a different time and space, flooding us with vivid memories and emotions. Can you imagine the smell of, say, a chocolate cake coming out of the oven and where it transports you back to your grandmother's kitchen when you were 3 years old? Or I have taken a case, for instance, where a grandmother was triggered by something that sent her into a complete panic attack. And when we looked at it closely, what we found was that when she was given bad news, it was on the telephone, and she heard this very bad news that affected her profoundly. But what she didn't remember was that there was an orange just peeled beside her, and the smell of citrus was in the air. And so when she was triggered in the future, it could be just from the smell of citrus. And she would go into a full-blown panic attack where she felt she had no control. This incredible sadness would come over her. You know, everything else that comes with a panic attack would be there, the shortness of breath, the sweating skin. She was transported back to this time of this really bad news just by the smell of an orange. So just a smell can reignite forgotten experiences and plunge us into a sea of memory that we have no control over and the reactions that are connected to it. Another example might be a university student studying, and she's an art student and has the, you know, crayons, and it could be something more sophisticated now, pastels perhaps, but just the smell of the crayon may pull her back to a memory when she was in kindergarten at 4 years old and was bullied several times by the other kids, and that smell of a crayon was still in her memory. So again, she'd go into this anxiety and full-blown panic attack. Now think about how we learn, and you've often seen a baby do this when they're perhaps learning about a rubber ball. They'll stick it in their mouth and they'll feel it, they'll look at it, but all the five senses are involved in learning about what a rubber ball is. It will feel squishy. It will look red. It will smell like rubber. And the taste is very, again, like rubber. So this phenomena of taste memories and the flavors we encounter can unlock a floodgate of associations, whisking us away to the past. Touch is another example that is really intriguing. You know, over time, I've had several cases of kids that are extremely afraid of needles or something sharp and pointy. And Sometimes it can go back to a time when they were born premature and were in an incubator, and the only touch they would have would be of an IV or a needle. And then in the future, they would have this huge fear of needles and perhaps a fear of being alone as they were isolated when they were really small. Another example I find a lot is claustrophobia. And that can go back even to the time of baby being caught in the or stuck in the birth canal. It could have been a very slow birth where they were stuck and they couldn't breathe and there was this feeling of tightness. So in the future, they will go to great lengths to avoid being in a tight space. And if they are caught in that situation, say a child in a tunnel, you know, maybe tunneling in the snow, or an adult caught in an elevator for a period of time where they have this uncontrollable panic attack triggered by this feeling of claustrophobia or not being able to get out and escape. I've often seen it, or we know someone who has to sit close to the escape, even in a theater where they need to get out quickly. And there's this desire to run where they can't breathe when triggered. And think too about the feeling some of us get if we're swaddled, or, you know, there's this new phenomena where heavy blankets help us sleep. And what that does is triggers back to a time again in the womb where we were very comforted and safe. And then there's the sense of sight. Imagine you were 3 years old and you were punished as a small child in the timeout corner. And the timeout corner was this dark blue color, and there was this hard little stool you had to sit on. So later in life, you might get triggered by that exact color. Hearing can trigger us as well. I often think about how babies are so comforted by the sound of waves, which reminds us of being in the womb again, where we're feeling comforted and safe and nurtured. And so that helps us sleep later in life. It's really fascinating. And it's important to just be aware, because sometimes we go into a panic attack or a feeling of uncontrol where our heart beats very fast, we break into a sweat, we can't breathe. But just to remind ourselves that it could be a trigger from far back in our times when we were being subconsciously programmed by the five senses. For that is where our brain learns. The nervous system must receive and process information about the world in order to react, and the nerves relay these signals to the brain. So in these instances, we can do the things that we've talked about, such as deep breathing, where you breathe in for 4 and out for 6. Just as we discussed in the episode on breathing. So just the breathing can take us back into a parasympathetic state where we're relaxed and safe, away from the sympathetic state, which is fight or flight. And the five senses can trigger us into that panic or fear. So just to be aware how to cultivate the self-awareness can change everything. Now, there's always the other senses that aren't considered. And that's when we're picking up on extra stuff in the atmosphere or someone else's emotions and triggers. And that could be an empathetic reaction. And I would really encourage you, if you feel you are an empath and very sensitive to this kind of pickup, that you listen to the episode we did, The 5 Steps to Mastering Life as an Empath with Jennifer Moore. Because again, just to be aware of how we are triggered and the cascade of emotions that we might go into without us realizing that it's even happening is a huge, beautiful step toward taking and changing how we react to the world. This is Meltdown to Mastery, and I'm your host, Jane Marquis, ND. Become aware and deepen your understanding of how the world around you shapes you, and discover how you can harness this knowledge to master your own journey. If you've enjoyed the information in this episode, share it with someone you care about and know will benefit. There is one thing for certain. Meltdowns are inevitable. Let's move into mastery together. In the show notes, you'll find my Linktree, which has links to many of the most popular platforms. You'll also find links to connect to the featured guest, webpage, and social media. Thanks again for being committed to mastery. Change in this world really starts within each of us.